Prisoners at the Colorado State Penitentiary will now get to spend time outdoors. The state has agreed to a class action settlement that will see new outdoor recreation yards built at the prison. Now and in the past, the recreation time for inmates has been spent inside. The case was brought by the University of Denver Civil Rights Clinic along with the Civil Rights Education and Enforcement Center, or CREEC. Amy Robertson is the co-executive director of the Denver-based civil rights organization. What are the conditions like for these inmates at CSP?
It's supposed to be 23 hours a day of isolation in a cell that has a concrete bunk, a table, a chair, and a toilet, and a covered window out to, you know, to the exterior. In that remaining 1 hour a day, they either get to shower or to have an exercise period. But when the, you know, prior to our lawsuit, and what inspired the lawsuit is that that exercise period was spent sort of just down the hall from their cell in a different concrete cell that was completely bare except for a pull-up bar. And then at the far end of the cell, there was a kind of tall, narrow window with grating that opened directly to the outside. Because what the position of the Department of Corrections was that that cell was quote-unquote outdoor exercise. And one of the named plaintiffs said, you know, if you're sitting in your living room and you open the window, do you think of yourself as being outdoors?
This began in 2010 with an inmate named Troy Anderson. He filed a suit against CSP for many things, on most of which he lost. But he won on the outdoor exercise portion and was granted that. But instead of making those changes at CSP, they moved him to Sterling Correctional Facility, where he would be able to exercise outdoors. What happened next?
In his case, he got an order from Judge Jackson that says, you, the DOC, have to provide Mr. Anderson with exercise that is quote-unquote fully outdoor, 1 hour a day, 3 days a week. But that came in the form of a judgment or an order from the court, and because the DOC interpreted that as applying only to Mr. Anderson, CREEC and the Civil Rights Clinic started a new case with three new plaintiffs in which we alleged a class action covering all inmates who were being denied outdoor exercise at CSP. So still working with the clinic, with the Civil Rights Clinic at DU, we started investigating the possibility of a class action. And the great thing about a class action in this context is it would have the ability to take that whatever decision the court reached, and we were fairly confident that a second court would reach the same conclusion that Judge Jackson had reached. That conclusion would apply to the entire class of inmates, like all of the inmates at CSP, so there would be no choice but to build yards to actually give people outdoor exercise.
Students at DU Law School helped investigate at CSP, making trips to the prison, but I understand that the Department of Corrections took action before the case was actually settled.
By the end of 2013, they had gathered enough evidence that we were able to file this case, the case that just settled, as a class action. And late summer, with trial kind of just over the horizon, the DOC finally said, hey, we'd like to sit down and talk settlement. Based on our cases, the DOC had started to go to the legislature and ask for the money that it would take to build the yards at CSP. So even though obviously we've been knocking heads with the DOC for 6 years now, I give them a lot of credit for finally going to the legislature and getting the money and getting the construction underway.
So there will be three new exercise yards built at CSP to the cost of $4.7 million. When will they be complete and what will they look like?
The deadline is December 31st of this year. They're terrific yards. If you imagine, CSP looks like a clover, a three-leaf clover. And at the edge of each of those, they will be built a yard. So they're three new yards, identical. And each one has a half of a basketball court, it has half track, and it has a table. And I believe it's going to have lifting equipment.
How many inmates will this impact?
Generally speaking, what is now known as close custody at CSP, there are about 500 guys in that status right now who are not getting outdoor exercise.
Amy Robertson is the co-executive director of the Civil Rights Education and Enforcement Center, a Denver-based nonprofit.